Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julie Jepkes and we're going to be finding out an event coming up. And Julie's with the Atlantic Public Library. He's been kind of sponsoring and organizing this event for quite a few years.
Yes, we're having the one-stop registration coming up and it's going to be on Tuesday, May 16th from 4 to 6 at the Washington School Gym.
Okay, and it's exciting. We're going to hear here in a bit about all the groups that are going to be there. But I sort of think of it as a one-stop shop, a great opportunity for parents to get their kids signed up for all the things they want to do.
I just think it is a really nice idea because I remember signing up my kids when they were younger and, you know, getting all the phone numbers down, getting to all the places to sign up. This way you have at least 15 different organizations in town that if you want to sign your child up for that summer event, you can do it all in one stop.
Yeah, maybe have to pick and choose a little bit, depending on the age of the child and how long the event lasts and so on, because some of them are all summer long, basically, and others are not so much. But let's talk first. One of the people that's going to be there, one of the representatives, is from SWTA. So when we're talking about all these things to go to, SWTA can get the kids there.
That's right. SWTA always has a table there, and they always have information about their passes and everything to get these kids to the different events this summer. What they're doing special for the public library again this year, they started this last year, they will pick up your child, bring them to a library for a library program, and take them back home for free.
Good plus. And I would think not only is this convenient for parents, but also I would think it's sort of a safety kind of a thing. They know who's going to be taking their kids where on what schedule. So I would think that that would really be helpful to parents. You know, you said, Julie, we were talking about how long you've been doing this. Well, you look back, you were signing your kids up. That's been a few years ago.
It's been a while, yeah.
But, yes.
Well, some of you will remember Andrea Casalotto that used to be with the conservation office. Her and I were the ones that first started this one-stop registration. I heard about the idea at a class with the Greenfield Library, and they did that there, and it's like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. So it's been a long time.
It has been. And obviously, it's been successful, or you would not continue it. Let's go down the list of the folks that you expect to be there.
Okay, of course, we have the public library, and we will have information and about all the summer activities at the library, and you'll be able to sign up for the reading program then. We have the summer play, the Prairie Fire Children's Theater, and the play this year is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, so that's exciting. Summer tennis, summer swim team, St. Paul's Lutheran Church will be there with information about their Bible school. SWTA, of course. Girl Scouts will be there if you have a child that's interested in Girl Scouts. United Methodist Church, Produce in the Park, the YMCA T-Ball, Summer Wires, Friends of the Atlantic Public Library, Cass County Conservation and Cass County Extension Camps, YMCA Swim Lessons, and the United Church of Christ.
Nice variety there of, and as I said, some of those things you kind of sign up for the summer pretty much, but others are more shorter events.
Right, and I should mention that there won't be a table set up, but there will be information there about the free lunch program that the school puts on. Yes. So she will have brochures there talking about that excellent program that everyone should take advantage of.
And I believe I just heard on the news that that's being expanded this year. So be sure to stop by and get that information for you and your children. So we'll remind people here in a little bit when they need to do all this. But let's talk a little more about the library's summer reading program.
Well, the theme this year is Build a Better World, and it's a great theme. It's a pretty broad theme, so we're kind of going a lot of different ways with it. But our program now, the reading part of the program, goes from toddler on up through adults. So parents, grandparents, You're all invited to do this program. And what we're doing this year is more of a activity calendar that you keep track of. So it's not only keeping track of your reading, but if you go to a library program, you get so many points. If you go to a Parks and Rec program, you get so many points and so forth. So it's kind of getting you out in the community and doing some other things as well as the importance of reading.
So yeah, that it was just sort of got my mind going when you mentioned that when you build a better world, I'm thinking if there was a camp that had something about environment, or maybe even going to the zoo where you find out about animals.
Yeah, that's right. Just, you know, going and checking out things that maybe you maybe not would have looked at before. And I should mention that there, I know you can get a point or two if you come to Produce in the Park and come to our table at the that the library will have up.
And you're going to be there every week.
Every week. We have some fun things planned. Won't always be me. It'll be you'll see all different librarians, but we've got some fun things that we're going to plan.
So, yeah, that's going to be a great addition to Produce in the Park. But and in addition to that reading program, you'll have some activities here also, won't you? You usually come up with some really great activities that are, wow, I didn't know that went on.
One thing that we're really excited about is Laura from the Conservation Office is bringing an eagle's nest. Now, this is not just a little tiny, she said it's 2 feet by 5 feet eagle's nest that will be on display here at the library for a couple days, and we'll have three different programs that the public can come and hear Laura talk about the eagle's nest. So we're really excited about that one.
Yeah, I'm just envisioning some of your little kids could just curl up in there and be a part of the nest.
Oh, wouldn't that be cute? They could have books and everything. Oh, that would look so cute, but yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably Laura wouldn't allow that. But and I know Laura is very invested in, not only because of her job, but she lived on the eastern side of Iowa where they did the Eagle Cam. So I know she's really into that, along with, of course, all of her other things in conservation. So that sounds really fun. Anybody else coming in from, I don't know, the zoo or somewhere? You always have things.
To kick off our program, we have an astronomy program coming from New York. And sounds like something not to miss. It's going to be 7 o'clock at the end of May, first part of June, we'll start all these. And then we have Jester Puppets coming out of Des Moines. They were here a few years back and did a wonderful job. They bring a whole stage with them, and they just do a wonderful job with these puppets.
And when you say puppets, I came to that show. It was funny. I mean, they have the little kind of what I think of as puppets, and then they're kind of big people puppets and all kinds of things. So, yeah, really fun.
And then we also have the Iowa State College bringing their insect class. And that will be a limited number. There will only be 35 kids that will be able to come to that one. So as soon as sign-up starts, which that will start towards the end of May, you know, get your child signed up for that. Because I heard from last year that the librarians said they were just excellent.
All right. So when people come on Tuesday the 16th, will you have at least a beginning calendar for the activities going on at the library that people can take with them?
Yes, we have a brochure of all of the June and July activities, and then they'll also receive their reading activities list to keep track on at that time, too, and it will start the following day on May 17th.
Now, you mentioned it's for toddlers through adults, and so, you know, mom, dad could be reading one book and the kids could be reading another book and maybe exchange some of the ideas. That sounds pretty exciting. So remind us again, Julie, of date, time, place.
Okay, it's the one-stop registration at the Washington School Gym, Tuesday, May 16th from 4 to 6.
All right. Thank you very much to Julie Jepkes at the Atlantic Public Library for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Everyone is a genius at least once a year.